Well, you never know what the day is going to bring when you get out of bed, but through some twists and turns today, we have a men's basketball game. And that'll be it today. A men's contest today between the Hastings College Broncos and the Dort University Defenders. Women's contest, originally scheduled for 2 o'clock, bumped back to a 6 o'clock start time, now moved to Monday at 5 o'clock, and we will have that game for you on KDCR. First things first, though, the men's contest. Dort versus Hastings this afternoon. The Hastings Broncos 3-7 overall, 0-6 in the GPAC. They've lost five in a row dating back to November the 18th. Broncos lost a four-point decision to Dakota Wesleyan on the road on November 21. Otherwise, the games have been decided by 9 points or more. Hastings' non-conference loss was a 94-90 loss to Tabor. Hastings is scoring 84.9 points per game and allowing 85.8 points per contest, while getting out-rebounded by a 40.7 to 36.4 difference. Broncos shoot 46.9% from the field and 32.4% from the three-point line. Mason Heemster scores a team-high 16.6 points per game with 7.0 rebounds and averages just over 2 assists per game. Deshaun Walker scores 15.1 points per game and also averages 7.8 rebounds per contest. We're going with an abbreviated pregame show, so we will keep it right here for our national anthem. Dort Media Network can break away. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Talked about Mason Heemster leading Hastings with 16.6 points per game. Deshaun Walker scores 15.1 points per game, but unfortunately for Hastings, he is not in uniform today. Ben Jewell, a transfer from Minnesota Crookston, adds 14.1 points per game, while Jared Matley and Carson Gansebaum each average 14.0 and 13.7 points per game. Matt O'Brien's average is 6.7 points per contest. The defender men are 7-4 overall, 3-4 in the GPAC. Dort's wins in league play are over Briarcliff, Midland, and Doan, and the losses are to Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia, Morningside, and Jamestown. Dort is converting 48.3% of its field goals while outscoring teams 78.5 to 74.6. And they out-rebound teams 38.5 to 35.7. Opponents are making 43.2% of their field goals, and the defenders have converted 75 three-point shots this year. Garrett Franken scores 15.3 points per game with 7.8 rebounds, and he hands out just over 2 assists per game. Jesse Jansman scores 14 points per game. Jacob Biss is at 12.8. He also grabs 7.2 rebounds. He's making nearly 70% of his field goals, has a team-high 14 blocked shots. Kate Bleeker adds 10.5 points per game. Bryce Kopic is averaging 7.7. Camden Bielas and Ben Gasing are at 5.7 and 5.2 points per game, respectively. Jansman's made 18 three-point shots. Bleeker and Kopic have 15 and 16, respectively. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the Hastings Broncos. They will start number one, Mason Heemstra. He's averaging 16.8 points per game. Jared Matley wears number two. He's averaging 14 points per game. Carson Gansebaum is wearing number three. He's averaging 13.9 points per game. Ben Jewell wears number 15. He's averaging 13.8 points per contest. And Shane Chamberlain wears number 23. He is averaging 5 points per game. For the Dort defenders, they will start number 2, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14 points per game. Cave Leakers, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.5 points per outing. Number 11 is Ben Gasink, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 5.7 points per game. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 senior from Atlantic, averaging 15.3 points per contest. And number 34 is Jacob Viss, a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, averaging 12.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We are just about set for basketball. Opening tip is up and controlled by the Dort defenders. So Dort with the basketball, winning the opening tip. Cade Bleeker goes right side over to Jacob Viss. Viss with the basketball, comes back over to Jansman. Jansman down to the baseline. Drives in against Jewell, kicks it back out. Gasink, open look at a three, missed it left. Rebound cleared by Jared Matley. Matley, a 6'1 freshman from Papillion, Nebraska, brings the ball into the front court, passes it off to Gansebaum. Gansebaum with it. Dort showing a zone defense to start, starting in the 3-2. At the top of the key is Heemstra. Ball tapped by Gasink, picked up by Gansebaum. Back over to Heemstra. Passes back left side. Over to Jewell, and Jewell misses the shot. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Left side pass it goes. They give it up into the corner. With the basketball out front is Cade Bleeker. Cade, three, top of the key, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Heemstra. Heemstra with the basketball. Heemstra passes it off to Matley. Matley underneath. Nothing there for Matley. Comes back over to Heemstra. Heemstra puts up the floater from 10. Good. Mason Heemstra with the two-point basket. And the defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0 our score. With the basketball is Bleeker. They get it inside to Viss, and Viss ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Heemstra with it out front. Hastings, not a lot of size in the lineup. Pass goes left corner, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss with the basketball, and Jacob will bring it into the front court. Jacob Viss with the basketball, looking, passes right side over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the right wing, comes back out front to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma right side, Bleeker. Bleeker sets up his three, right side, money. Cade Bleeker with the three-point basket, and the Dort defenders own a 5-2 lead. 5-2 our score with the basketball out front, Heemstra. Heemstra feeds it left side. They go to Gansebaum. Gansebaum on the wing. Gansebaum back out front to Matley. Matley with the basketball. Matley comes back over to Heemstra. Heemstra, no look pass into the corner. Matley. Matley, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound, pardon me, that was Gansebaum with the missed three. Here comes Dort into the front court. Gasing feeds the trailer. Franken over to Jansma. Jansma, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Heemstra. Heemstra with the basketball at the top of the key. Heemstra comes back right side. They go to Jewell. Jewell, right corner, goes back over to Matley. Matley with the basketball, into the corner, Gansebaum. Gansebaum, another three, no good. Hastings putting up threes on every possession, it seems. Dort coming back the other way, Bleeker. Bleeker goes back, left side. Now Gasink with it. Gasink comes back, right side, Bleeker. Bleeker drives the lane, stripped, and tries to tap it, and it is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It will be Hastings basketball. Not a lot of size on this Hastings team right now. Biggest player will be Shane Chamberlain. Number 23, he's listed 6'6". And that's a generous 6'6". Down to the baseline is Jewell. Jewell drives, kick out, Gansebaum, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken, pass intended, down low, and Dort turns it over. Dort leading 5-2. Slow start for both teams. Hastings not knocking down shots. Dort a couple of shots. 1-3 for Bleeker and a 2 for Viss. Here's Gasink in transition. Gasink feeds it over to Jansma. Jansma layup good. Jesse Jansma with a 2-point bucket. And the Dort defenders lead it 7-2. And Hastings will use their first timeout. Timeout charge to the Broncos with 16:25 remaining in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Jamestown with the basketball. They use their first timeout. Dort goes to a man-to-man defense out of the timeout. Camden Beelis checks into the game for the Dort defenders for Jake Viss. An illegal screen called against Mason Heemster. That's foul number one on Mason. Sophomore from Alliance, Nebraska. Dort right now with their starting five on the floor, minus Jake Viss, plus Camden Beelis. Our officials, by the way, today, Kurt Spalmer, Luke Langner, and Will Dotson. Jansma goes right side, Gasing. Gasing, swing pass left side, Bleeker. Bleeker squares, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Heemstra. Heemstra with the basketball across half court. Heemstra setting the offense. Dort showing zone defense after one possession of man-to-man. Shot on the way, right wing, three, no good by Matley. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Gasing up the floor with it on the right-hand side. Ben with it. Ben reverses left side, Jansma. Jansma to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Back it over to Jansma. Jansma lobs it down low. That was Gasing to Beelis. Now back to Jansma. 14 to shoot. Gasing looking for the feed down low. 10 to shoot. Gets it to Franken on the right elbow. His shot skips out. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Hastings. Hastings with it. Matley. Matley on the left-hand side. Dort still in that 3-2 zone defense. Jansma playing just off the free throw line. About 17 feet from the hoop straight on. Bleeker on the wing along with Gasing. Comes back left side, Heemstra. Heemstra, another three, misses badly, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Gasing, diagonal pass, feeds the trailer. Bleeker, rhythm three, good. Cade Bleeker with the rhythm three, and the Dort defenders lead it 10-2. 10-2, our score. Back we go the other way. Hastings, Dort one. Both meetings between these two teams last year, and finally hitting a three for Hastings is Carson Gansebaum. Dort leads 10-5. Right side with it is Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma comes back over to Gasing. Gasing into the corner. Bleeker. Bleeker looking for the pass down low. Instead drives baseline. Cuts it back over to Jansma. Jansma to Beelis. Beelis double teamed with the left hand. Off the heel. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the Hastings Broncos. Bronco basketball, they go right corner, covered up by Beelis. Hastings with it up front, Heemstra, Heemstra, three, no good. That's not really Heemstra's game. He's more of a slasher, get into the lane and distribute scorer. He'll knock down those floaters and those finish at the rim. Gasing, three, right corner, good. Ben Gasing with his first three today. Dort leads 13-5. Four different players have scored already for the defenders. Only player not to score is Dort's leading scorer. Heemstra feeds it back up front. Now they look down low. Now Heemstra, normally a 40% three-point shooter, but has not had success so far in this one. Turnover. Here comes Hastings. Blocked by Beelis on the layup attempt. Broncos with it. Heemstra. Heemstra. Dumps it off, and driving in for the two-point basket is Matley. Matley makes it 13-7. Well, Heemstra has not found his shooting stroke yet for the Broncos. Up front, Franken, three. That one he finished up high and knocks it down. That's the fourth three for the defenders already. Dort leads 16-7. Franken, just a 24% three-point shooter coming into the game, and now Hastings starting to heat up. Jared Matley with the three-pointer on the other end. Dort leads 16-10. Bleeker, right side, just beyond the DU cross logo. They feed it down low to Beelis. Kick-out pass back to Jansma. Jansma knocks down the triple. Jesse Jansma with the three. Dort leads 19-10. 19-10, our score, Jewell. Jewell goes into the corner, Gansebaum. Gansebaum with the basketball back to Jewell. Jewell goes into the corner, Gansebaum. Gansebaum, another three. Carson Gansebaum has second three. Dort leads 19-13. Gasing of the basketball, right side, Jansma. Jansma looking for the lob down low. Instead goes to Franken. Franken, three, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way. Broncos, Gansebaum, left corner, cut off. Trapped there by Franken, throws it out front. It's taken away by Gasing. Gasing doesn't have the numbers, feeds the trailer. Jansma, Jansma in traffic, finishes with the 10-footer. And the defenders lead 21-13. 7 points now for Jesse Jansma. New players checking in for Dort in just a moment. Floater from the right baseline, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball, gets it away to Gazing. Gazing, left side, Jansma. Jansma squares up, long three, off the heel, no good. Bielitz chases down the long rebound, back over to Gazing. Gazing reverses Bleeker. Bleeker, three balls, short, no good from the left corner, and the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Jared Matley takes it across the half-court stripe. A fast-moving first 9 minutes or so of this contest. They throw it into the corner to Jewell. Jewell, three, good. Ben Jewell with the three. Dort leads 21-16. 21-16, Gazing. Passes left side, Jansma. Jansma with it at the top of the key. Jesse goes left side, Kate Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, and Dort turns it over. Dort with the lead. Hastings with the basketball after the Dort turnover. Have not had many stoppages in play. So Dort with wholesale changes. Five new players in. Kopic, then Kikarix, Feikstra, Harmson, and this. Dort in man-to-man defense here. Hastings basketball, left side pass. Cut off. Get it back over to Ashton Valentine. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by the Broncos. High off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Feikstra. DJ over the basketball, back over to Kopic. Kopic at the top of the key. Kopic comes back over to Van Kikkerix. Van Kikkerix with the ball, right side Feikstra. Feikstra looking down low, instead goes to Harmson out front. Caleb gives it back over to Kopic. Kopic with it on the left wing. Back to Van Kikkerix. Van Kikkerix dumps it down low. Feikstra. Feikstra. Now Van Kikkerix. Van Kikkerix with the ball. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Backdoor cut. Harmson. Harmson finishes. And he is fouled. Caleb Harmson, the 6 foot junior from Rock Rapids, finishing at the rim on the backdoor cut. And he will go to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. Harmson this year, 4-for-5 from the free throw line. So Caleb will step up, trying to complete the 3-point play and trying to extend the lead to 8 for the defenders. First free throw, only free throw for Harmson. Up and good. So Caleb completes the old-fashioned 3-point play. Dort leads 24-16. Hastings basketball, new players into the game, and Hastings a little shorthanded today. Some players seeing action that probably would not normally be in the rotation. Braden Kaiser with it. Kaiser gives it off to Valentine, and Ashton Valentine with the 2-point basket. Leaner with the right hand. Dort leads 24-18. Harmson, 3-pointer, good. Caleb Harmson with 6 points off of the bench. Dort leads 27-18. Sometimes all you need is that first one to go, and we've got a travel called on the other end. That's going to go against Hastings and Braden Kaiser. So Kaiser whistled for the travel violation. Dort has the basketball back. This is Kopic. Let's see if they find Harmson again. They go to Viz. Viz left side, Ben Kikkerix. Ben Kikkerix on the backdoor cut for Feikstra. And DJ off of the glass, good. Dort's depth today is going to be a factor in all likelihood. Dort leads 29-18, might be able to run Hastings and really challenge them. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared by the Broncos and Kingston. Kingston reverses it back right side. Shot from the baseline is off the mark, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Kendrick Van Kikkerix, I believe. It's going to go on number 15. Double-check that. Yes, that is on Kendrick, and that is foul number one on the defenders here in the first half. So the Broncos will go through original starting five. Dort right now with an 11-point lead. They'll stay with the lineup of Jake Viss, Kendrick Van Kikkerix, DJ Feikstra, Caleb Harmson, and Bryce Kopic. Hastings basketball. Heemstra out front against Kopic, gives it up to Matley. Matley at the top of the key. Matley to Gansebaum. Gansebaum in between the circles. Now Ben Jewell. Ben Jewell puts it on the deck over the top of Nkikarek's floater from 15, and he hits it. Nice looking shot by Ben Jewell off the pull-up. It's 29-20, Dort leading. Feikstra goes left side, Ben Kikkerix. Ben Kikkerix back over to Harmson. Harmson right side, Kopic. Kopic fights to Viss, and Viss is held on the play. It's going to go against Chamberlain, I believe. Foul called on number 23, Shane Chamberlain. That is foul number one on him. Team foul number 3 against the Broncos. We're almost 12 minutes into this contest. We've had a grand total of 4 fouls called. We've had a lot of play with no stoppage. Pass comes over the top, Ben Kickerix. Ben Kickerix over the shoulder, catch, comes back over to Harmson. Harmson on the right wing, now Feikstra. Feikstra lobs it inside for Viss. Viss puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. And Jacob will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Viss, a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.8 points per game. Season high this year for Jake, 20 points. And shooting free throws will be Jacob Viss. First free throw on the way for Jacob off the heel, no good. He's got another one on the way. Viss, 33 of 47 entering play today, right at 70%. Second free throw on the way for Viss is up and good. So Viss makes one of two. Defenders lead 30 to 20. Hastings has the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Mason Heemstra. Heemstra across the timeline. He passes over to Ben Jewell. Jewell with the basketball. Jewell goes back out front. Chamberlain. Chamberlain right side Matley. Matley to it. Posting up Mason Heemstra. Mason Heemstra finishes. Posting up Bryce Kopic. 30-22. Heemstra now with 4. Comes in averaging 16 points per game. Right side Harmson. Harmson in the corner. Comes back to Ben Kickerix. Kopic, 3, Wang, no good. And a foul called over the top. That's going to be on Ben Kickerix. He gets called for the push. It will be Hastings basketball. So Hastings gets the ball. Ben Kickerix. Whistled for foul number 2. Matley. Comes back over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain, Jewell. Jewell with the basketball. Jewell on the right-hand side. Comes back over to Matley. Matley over to Jewell. Jewell puts it on the deck against Ben Kickerix. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Viss. Viss with the basketball. Has a player coming up from behind. He hands it back over to Harmson. Caleb with it on the wing. Caleb comes back over to Kopic. Bryce, 3. In and out. No good. Rebound deflected out. And the rebound long. Taken away by Matley. Matley with the basketball. Pull-up jumper from 15 off the heel. No good. Rebound Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Kopic with it on the left-hand side. Dort's going to send reserves into the game, or we'll see if wholesale changes again. Harmson, 3. Skips it out. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Dort up by 8. Broncos have it. Right side. They get it over to Gansebaum. Gansebaum, Chamberlain. Chamberlain back to Gansebaum just beyond the three-point line on the right-hand side. Shot on the way, three-pointer, and Chamberlain whispers that one through. Chamberlain with the three-point basket. Dort leads it 30-25. Defenders use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders with the basketball. They've surrendered 5 in a row. Had as much as an 11-point lead. It's down to 5 right now, 30-25. It was 30-20 not that long ago. Dort with their original starting 5 on the floor, minus Viss, plus Bielus. Bielus gets the pass. Kick-out pass comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Franken. Jansma shot missed. No good, but Garrett Franken on the putback. And the defenders trail 32-25, beg your pardon. With the basketball, Hastings. Hastings, Chamberlain. Chamberlain with it on the right wing. Chamberlain back over to Ben Jewell. Jewell with the ball on the left-hand side, and Ben Gasink is going to be called for a foul coming around. He's going to get called for a hold, I believe. So Ben Gasink whistled for his first personal foul. Just an odd day with no women's game today. Starting this contest at 4. We'll get women's basketball on Monday at 5 o'clock. Dort versus Hastings. Garrett Franken has it stripped, and the ball goes off of his legs and out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings with the basketball after Dort turns it over. The defensive pressure came on Franken as he turned. And it ends up going off of his leg and out of bounds. And coming back the other way, knocking down a triple for the Broncos is Chamberlain. Chamberlain with 6. And the defender lead is 32-28. Franken up front, long two, left it short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Jared Matley. Matley with the basketball, 5:10 remaining. Matley with it, Dort in front, 5:08 and counting, first half. Matley, left side Chamberlain, knocked down a three on the last possession, comes back to Gansebaum. Gansebaum at the top of the key. Gansebaum back to Chamberlain. Chamberlain catch and fire, no good. Rebound taken away by Ben Gasing. Gasing goes right side. Goes to Franken. Franken return pass. Gasing. Gasing. Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Back to Cade. Cade goes right side. They feed it down low. Franken. Franken's pass tipped. Gasing comes up with it. His three is high off the rim. No good. Rebound Bleeker. And Bleeker is fouled on the play. And Cade will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, a little bit of a surprise today in women's play. Midland over Briar Cliff, 63-54 in women's play. Jamestown defeats Dakota Wesleyan, 64-61. Bleeker's first free throw is through. He's got another one coming. Other women's basketball scores from today, Northwestern over Doan, 101-62. Morningside over Concordia, 86-67. Midland, a winner at home over Briar Cliff, 63-54. And Jamestown, a winner at home over Dakota Wesleyan, 64-61. Free throws made by Bleeker. Bleeker, an 87% free throw shooter, now 28 of 32 this year. Dort leads 34-28. Hastings basketball, right side Jewell. Jewell goes left-hand side over to Heemstra. Heemstra finishes, no. Rebound rattles out. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Here comes Gasing. Gasing for the basketball, no-look pass. Gives it up to Bielas. Bielas throws it down. Camden Bielas with the slam dunk off the give from Gasing. And the defenders lead by eight. Jewell with it at the free throw line. Jewell against Bleeker. Good defense by Bleeker. And Jewell knocks down a tough shot. Ben Jewell with the two-point basket. Dort turns it over on the other end. Here comes Hastings. Jewell. Jewell over the top of Frank and shot no good. Rebound cleared by Heemstra. Heemstra throws it to nobody in particular. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort basketball. On that last shot by Jewell, I don't know that there was much more that Bleeker could have done. He challenged the shot, stretched out that 6-foot-6-inch frame. And every once in a while, you've just got to simply say, nice-looking shot, and Ben Jewell that time, it was, as he got it to go through. Ben Jewell, his third field goal of the day, I believe. This gets it away, high post, Franken, right side, Gasing. They post Jansma up, back over to Ben. Ben, three, right wing, missed it, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Jacob Biss. That's foul number one on Biss. Dort's lead is 36-30. Hastings scrapping and clawing and staying in it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Hastings for the basketball. Feed it out front. Hastings going to their reserves. Looking for someone to pass to. They go into the corner. Driving in. Reverse layup is up and good for the Broncos. So the Broncos with a reverse lay-in by Logan Schult. It's 36-32. Defenders leading by four. And Schult trying to save it in. And he ends up stepping on the baseline. Pardon me, that's Kaiser. So Schult, moments ago, with a two-point basket. Dort with it. Jansma comes over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up Bleeker. Bleeker. Dort with a four-point lead. Bleeker three. Missed. No good. Rebound cleared by Viss. And Viss is fouled on the play. And that's foul number six called on the Broncos. Josh Quinn whistled for the personal. No shots yet for the defenders. Ball's inbounded, Jansma, and we've got a hold called on the Broncos. Evan Kingston whistled for the personal foul. Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort leading by four, 36-32, but a spirited effort by a shorthanded Hastings team so far. Jansma, free throw, good. Jesse with another one on the way. 71% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. So Logan Schult moments ago cleaning up my score sheet. He knocked a shot down. Second free throw by Jansma is good. Dort now 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Nope, 6 of 7, beg your pardon. Dort leads 38-32. Hastings basketball. Corner 3 up and good. Corner 3 for Matley. And the Dort lead is 38-35. 2:14 remaining first half. For the defenders so far, felt like they've been in control. Kick out pass comes back to Gasing on a give and go, and Gasing finishes with the right hand. He's got 5. Dort leads by 5, 40-35. Jewell, left-handed, 3 is good. Ben Jewell with the 3-point basket. He's got 10, and the defender lead is 40-38. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it, 140 remaining. First half of play, Franken fading away, corner 2, good. 7 for Franken. Dort leading by 4, 42-38, 125 and counting. What's left to play in the first half? Out front, Gansebaum. Gansebaum, they look down low. This is Heemstra. Heemstra's pass, short corner, floater, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Dort has the numbers. They give it off to Bleeker. Bleeker off the glass, good. Cade Bleeker with 10 first half points. Dort leads 44-38. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Pass goes into the corner. Gansebaum. Gansebaum comes back. Goes left side to Heemstra. Heemstra, right side, 3, good. Gansebaum with the 3 off the give from Heemstra. Dort leads 44-41. Franken, left side, Bleeker. Bleeker with the ball. Now Hastings, a 33% three-point shooting team coming into the game. Shooting right at that, I would imagine, as we get closer to halftime, maybe a shade better. They started cold, but now they have an opportunity to tie the game with a 3 heading to halftime after a Dort miss. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Heemstra with the basketball. Less than a second difference, shot clock and game clock. Heemstra with it, throws it into the corner, Jewell. Jewell fakes his man up into the air, takes it into traffic, shot no good. Rebound, Gasing, Gasing, Jansma, Jansma, desperation, 3, no good. And the rebound is after the buzzer sounds, and the Dort lead is 44-41 at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and the Dort defenders with a slim 44-41 advantage at halftime. And thank you to Christian Zylster for that Where Are They Now segment, a throwback version. Dort in the first half, 16 of 34 from the floor, 47%, just 6 of 21 on threes, 29%. Maybe settled for the three-point shot a little bit too much if you're the defenders. For Hastings, 16 of 38 from the floor. I said it felt like they were heating up from the three-point line. It's because they were. 9 of 18, 50%. They started off missing several three-pointers in a row, but since then they've gotten it going. Dort has a 21-19 rebounding edge. Hastings turned it over 6 times. Dort turned it over 6 times. Cade Bleeker leads Dort with 10. Jesse Jansma has 9. Ben Jewell leads Hastings with 10. Hastings with the basketball, Chamberlain. Chamberlain on the right-hand side. They get it back over to Carson Gansebaum. Gansebaum to Jewell. Jewell, left-handed jumper in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and an opportunity to build on the lead, 44-41. Gasing with the basketball, left side over to Jansma. Jansma on the wing, off the dribble. He's got it at the top of the key, uses up his dribble, now passes over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up to Viss. Viss, double team, back it goes Jansma. Jansma splits the defense, reverse layup with the right hand, good. Jesse Jansma able to get the reverse with the right hand. Here we go the other way. Hastings basketball. Carson Gansebaum. Gansebaum, Heemstra, and Heemstra is fouled from behind. It's either going to be on Jansma or Gasink. And that foul is called on Ben Gasink. That's number two on him. Other halftime scores around the league, and two free throws on the way for Heemstra. First free throw shot for Hastings today. Men's halftime scores, Morningside leads Concordia 34-22. Doan leads Northwestern 43-42 at halftime. Briarcliff leads Midland 49-43. And one final in, Dakota Wesleyan beats Mount Marty 78-66. Heemstra makes one of two, and the defender lead is 46-42. Dort basketball, right side, Jansma. Jansma comes back, Cade. Cade on the left wing. Comes back over to Gasink. Gasink to Bleeker. Bleeker right side, Jansma. Jansma lobs down low for Viss. Viss to Jansma. Jansma drives in, lays it up with the right hand. He's got 13. Dort by 6, 48-42. Hastings basketball. Dort's led by as many as 11 today. Hastings has come back to cut the lead down to 3 on a couple different occasions. Down to the baseline is Matley. Matley fading away. His shot is good. 10 points for Matley. And the defenders lead 48-44. Ben Gasink with the basketball. Right side, Jansma. Jansma looks out front for Cade Bleeker. Bleeker with it. Gives into the corner, Franken. Franken back to Jansma. Jansma three. Good. Jansma with 7 to start the second half. 16 for the ballgame. Dort extends the lead back to 7, 51-44. Gansebaum with the basketball. He gets it right side. Matley. Matley puts it on the deck. Drives in with the left hand. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Cade pulls up at the top of the key. Feeds Jansma into the corner. Gasink reversal back over to Bleeker. Bleeker. Franken. Franken three. Good. Garrett Franken with 10. Dort leads 54-44. Dort extends the lead to double figures. Garrett Franken over 1,100 career points now. Jesse Jansma also now over 1,100 career points. With the basketball, Matley. Matley in the corner. Comes back to Gansebaum. Gansebaum underneath. Kick out pass, Jewell. Jewell three, left wing, good. Ben Jewell. Looking like he can fill it up. 13.6 points per game average. He's got 13. Dort leads 54-47. Jansma on the left side. Comes back to Franken. Franken right side. Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink into the corner. Jansma. Jesse. Three. Good. Jesse Jansma buries another three. 10 points to start the second half for Jansma. Dort by 10. 57-47. Now you want to string a couple stops together. Comes back, left side, Matley. Matley gives it to Chamberlain. Chamberlain on the left wing. Chamberlain comes back over to Gansebaum. Gansebaum with the basketball. Gansebaum, one dribble. He leaves the three short. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Garrett with it up the floor. Passes diagonal over to Bleeker. Bleeker, three. Too strong, no good. Quick trigger. And the rebound is cleared by Chamberlain. Chamberlain with the basketball. Chamberlain a little loose with it. Now gets it back. Gives it off to Jewell. Jewell with it, Heemstra. Heemstra working against Gasing. Gasing, Gansebaum. Gansebaum, Jewell. Jewell on the move. Left hand, no good. Rebound blocked. I should say shot blocked by Viss. Rebound Viss. Viss gives it back over to Gasing. Into the corner, Bleeker. Bleeker, corner three, good. Cade Bleeker with a baker's dozen. Dort with their biggest lead, 60-47. Dort outscores Hastings 16-6 to start the second half. Dort leads by 13. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. And it's Hastings basketball after Dort opens up a 13-point lead. Mason Heemster in between the circles. Pass right side, Gansebaum, Gansebaum. I beg your pardon, that was Matley. Now Matley gets the return pass from Jewell. Three, no good by Matley. Rebound taken away by Kopek. Kopek with the basketball. Bryce, lob pass intended for Viss. Taken away by Hastings. Hastings, Jewell. Jewell, left side. Jewell in traffic, and the shot no good, but Ben Jewell will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Foul called on Jansma, that's number one on him. So in case you're wondering about career numbers for both Jansma and for Franken now, Franken entered today 1099, so he's got 1109. That's not enough to move him up beyond 27th place all time at this point. Jesse Jansma working his way to 1130 points. He's now 3 points shy of Larry Louders in 24th place all time. Franken back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, Cade, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Franken. Franken to Viss. Viss in traffic, up and good. Jacob Viss with five. Dort leads 62-47. 62-47, Hastings basketball trailing by 15. Hastings in the danger zone right now. Trailing by 15, they've got to find a way to battle and keep it close. And throwing himself into Garrett Franken is Carson Gansebaum. Gansebaum will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throws on the way for number three, Gansebaum. Foul called on Franken. That is his first. Dort not in foul trouble at all. Free throw is up. No good. Another one on the way. Jacob Biss checks out of the ball game. Camden Bielis checks in. Second free throw on the way for Gansebaum. This one's up, and he leaves that one short. Rebound, Bielis. Bielis with the outlet pass over to Kopik. Kopik with the basketball. Bryce, the freshman from Haywarden, passes it back out front to Franken. Franken, right side, Bleeker. Bleeker to Franken. Franken in out front. And drop it down low for Franken. The give, the cut to Bleeker. Shot no good. Rebound, though, and a putback by Camden Bielis. He's got four. Dort leads 64-47. Hastings basketball. Heemstra. Heemstra in between the circles out front. Mason passes back right side to Ben Jewell. Jewell to Gansebaum. Gansebaum pass stolen away. Here comes Jansma. Jansma puts it up. Count the hoop, and Jesse is fouled. Dort has opened up a 66-47 advantage. They have scored 22 points in the second half in a little under 6 minutes. And the defenders taking control of this contest right now. Said Hastings was in the danger zone. So the free throw on the way for Jansma. Jansma with 21. Free throw by Jesse up and through. He's got 22. And it's a 20-point advantage for the defender, 67-47. Dort right now on a 13-0 run. Hastings for the basketball. They give it back left wing. Shot, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming away with the basketball is Feikstra. Feikstra feeds Jansma. Jansma back to DJ. DJ, layup good. He's got four, and the defender lead is 69-47. Hastings basketball. Pass goes left side. And it's thrown into the backcourt, and Hastings will have to chase after it. Ashton Valentine. Unable to get to it. Bryce Kopik with the basketball on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Comes back out front to Jansma. Jansma, Kopik. Kopik down to the baseline. Nothing there. Reversal. Vinkikarics. Vinkikarics to Feikstra. Feikstra, Kopik. Kopik, right wing three. Good. Bryce Kopik with the three-point basket. And the defenders lead it 72-47. 72-47, defenders running away with it now here in the second half. On the left-hand side, this is Kaiser. Kaiser gives it off. Logan Schultz with his second field goal. Dort leads 72-49. That ends the 18-0 run by the defenders. Dort leading by 23 right now. Right side, Jansma. Jansma, short, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Vinkikarics. Vinkikarics with the basket. Dort leads 74-49. And a foul called on the drive the other way. And that foul goes on Jansma. That's number two on Jansma. Jansma will check out of the ball game with 22 points at this juncture. Defenders in front. Hastings throwing the ball in. And they looking. Schultz gets the ball inbounded. This is Kingston. Kingston back out front. Kingston looking down low. Puts the floater up from straight on. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Kopik. Kopik with the basketball. Dort with it. Trying for the run out. Nothing there. Left side it goes to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing back to Van Kekeriksen. We've got a foul away from the ball called on DJ Feikstra, I believe. DJ whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Well, Jesse Jansma today, 22 points. And Jacob Biss is going to check in. Camden Bielus will check out. Bielus will check out to a nice round of applause. Now for Jansma this season. This is a new season high for Jansma with 22. Previous season high was 20. Left side with it is Chamberlain. Chamberlain to Matley. Matley with the basketball. Matley goes over to Jewell. Jewell left-hand side, or right corner, I should say. Now they swing it left-hand side to Matley. Matley against Kopik, fading away from 10, no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Ben passes to Van Kekeriks. Van Kekeriks left side, Gasing. Gasing looking for the feed down low, instead goes over to Kopik. Kopik with the basketball. With it is Feikstra. Feikstra, Kopik. Kopik, right wing. Kopik goes over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gives it back to Van Kekeriks. 10 to shoot. Bryce Kopik, top of the key, three, good. Bryce Kopik with 6 points. Shot clock was at about 10 when he let that one go. Defenders lead 77-49. Hastings basketball, left side, Gansebaum. Gansebaum with it, feeds it down low for Chamberlain. Chamberlain trying to work his way in against Feikstra. Feikstra blocks it away. Rebound taken away by Van Kekeriks. Here comes Dorden Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing right side, Van Kekeriks. Van Kekeriks throws it down low for Biss. Biss, Gasing, reversal outside Kopik. Kopik, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Hastings and Heemstra. Heemstra with the basketball, splits the defense, taps it up, and good. Mason Heemstra with 7 points. Dort lead is 77-51. Lob it down low for Biss. Biss finishes, no, off the rim, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Jacob Biss will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Biss. First free throw is up and good for Biss. Biss with seven. Another one on the way for Biss. And that one's up and through as well. So Viss makes both free throws. Defender lead is 79-51. Drive into the lane, shot no good, and the rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Feikstra. It will be Hastings basketball nearing the midpoint of this second half. Dort has outscored Hastings 35-10 to start the second half of play. Dort leading by 28, steal by Gasing, and the floodgates have opened. Dort with this one in hand. Left side it goes Kopik. Kopik off the glass, can't get it to go. And a fight for the rebound. Hastings comes away with it. Heemstra. Heemstra with the basketball. Heemstra goes left side, Chamberlain. Chamberlain gives it off, and we've got a body foul called on DJ Feikstra. Feikstra whistled for foul number two. So Ben Jewell to the will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. The 6'1 senior from Clive, Iowa, prepped at Des Moines Christian. Into the lane is Jared Matley. Matley with a two-point basket, and the defender lead is 79-53. 9:38 and counting, ball game. Ben Kickericks with the basketball out front. Comes right side, Gacy. Back out front, Ben. Ben, three, too strong, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Coming away with Jared Matley. Matley gives it off. Pass thrown away. Taken back by Feikstra. DJ with it. And DJ lays it in with the right hand. Good. DJ Feikstra made the defense commit and finishes kissing it off of the glass. And the Dort lead is 81-54 after a 3-point basket by Gansebaum. 81-54, Dort leading. Feed it in to Viss. Viss off of the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Hastings and Matley. Matley with the basketball. He brings it into the front court. Matley, back right side to Heemstra. Heemstra, left wing. Three, missed, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Gansebaum. His shot, no good. Feikstra ends up with it. Feikstra with the basketball. Back it goes Van Kickerix. Haven't had many stoppages in play here in the second half. And Viss has it swatted away by Chamberlain. Franken will check into the ballgame. Viss will check out. Jansma and Harmson are in for the defenders. And Bleeker checking out is Gasink and Kopic and Van Kickerix. So who's on the floor for the defenders, you ask? Franken, Harmson, Feikstra, Bleeker, and Jansma. And the original starting five for the Broncos. Feed it down low, Feikstra. Feikstra out front, Bleeker. Bleeker, oh, now Harmson. Harmson gives back to Jansma. Jansma with a game-high 22. Harmson, back it goes, Jansma. Jansma, back to Bleeker. Bleeker, three at the shot clock. Is off the mark, no good. And they will actually say shot clock violation. It's Hastings basketball. Will Dotson hands the basketball to Shane Chamberlain, and we are back to basketball. Jumper from the free throw line, off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Feikstra. Feikstra to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker goes left side. Harmson, Harmson to Bleeker. Bleeker right side. They feed it down low. Feikstra, Feikstra over the glass. Good. DJ Feikstra with 8 points. Dort leads 83-56. 83-56. Shot is blocked by Bleeker, but they say a foul on the play as he swats the shot away by Gansebaum. And Gansebaum will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gansebaum, 28 of 31 entering play today from the free throw line. It's about 90%. He missed his first two. He's shooting free throws when we resume play right after this. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Broncos. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR885.com. First free throw on the way for Carson Gansebaum. It's up and through. He's got another one on the way. He's got 13 points now and 14. 83-58. Defenders with this one under control. Jansma, Franken. Franken left side, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker gives it up out front to Jansma. Jansma down to the corner. Nothing there. Left side it goes. To Harmson. Harmson feeds it. Baseline jumper. Garrett Franken. Franken with 12. 85-58. Hastings basketball. Ben Jewell. Jewell on the left-hand side. And Jansman trying to jump the route. Gets called for the foul. That's going to be foul number three on Jansma with 7:01 remaining. So the free throw's on the way for Heemstra. This will be a 1-1. Heemstra's free throw missed it. No good. He's a 78% free throw shooter. Here come the defenders leading 85-58. Right-hand side with the basketball is Harmson. Harmson looking down low. And the ball is tipped away. It will be Defender basketball. Throwing it in will be Jansma. Jansma to trigger it. Jansma looking, gets it into Bleeker. Bleeker reverse layup, good. Cade with 15. And the defender lead is 87-58. So Bleeker now with 15. Dort with three players in double figures. 87-58. Defenders up, 6:35 and counting. Drive by Heemstra, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders and Jansma. Right side Harmson. Harmson feeds it into the corner. Three-pointer up and down by Franken. Franken with another three. He's got 15. Dort leads 90-58. Top of the key three. Gansebaum shot no good, and the rebound is cleared long by Franken. Franken with the outlet pass over to Jansma. Jansma into the left corner. Bleeker. Bleeker down to the baseline. Lost it, but it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It will be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball then is Jansma. Jansma gets it into Bleeker. Bleeker out front. Now back to Franken. Franken three, no good. Rebound, Bielis. Bielis unable to handle the rebound, and it's controlled by the Broncos. Heemster, right side Jewell. Jewell down to the baseline. Ben with it on the right-hand side. He throws it back outside. Three, missed, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jansma. Jansma is fouled on the play by Heemstra. Mason Heemstra called for the personal foul. Dort will inbound. That's team foul number three against the Broncos in this half. Bringing the ball into the front court is Bleeker. Bleeker goes left side over to Jansma. Jansma with it in between the circles. Jansma to Bielis. Bielis steps through. His left-handed layup is good. Six for Camden. And the defender lead is 92-58. On the left side with it is Matley. Matley to Jewell. Jewell stops on the block, and he is fouled on the play. Cade Bleeker is going to be called for the personal. So Cade Bleeker whistled for the personal foul. 5:15 remaining. Dort leading 92-58. Hastings limited to 17 points here in the second half. Make it 18 as Jewell gets the first one through. Jewell, as I said, from Des Moines Christian, ended up at Minnesota Crookston, was having a nice career there, averaged 11 points per game as a freshman, was averaging about 13 or 14 points per game as a sophomore, and then injuries started to take their toll, ended up transferring partway through the year last year, and had Hastings concluding his collegiate career, I believe. Maybe you see him back next year. We just don't know. So many of these players and athletes with options this year, because this is a free year in effect from an eligibility standpoint. Caleb Harmson with a three-point basket, and the defender lead is 95-59. 95-59 our score. Dort with the lead, 4:35 and counting. Ball game. Jewell working against Bleeker. Jewell turns around. His shot, no good. Rebound, Bielis. Bielis to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball on the left wing. Kopic hesitates. Throws it into the corner. Bleeker. Bleeker, three, good. Cade Bleeker with another three. Dort leads 98-59. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Please. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. 4:08 remaining in this contest. Driving in, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. And that will go on Andrew DeVries, a freshman out of Linden, Washington. For the defenders, 98 points ties the season high. They had that with presentation. Last year, the defenders' season high, 107 twice against Mount Marty and Jamestown. A couple of free throws, up and good for Hastings backup guard, Josh Quinn. Three-pointer by DeVries, no good. And back we go the other way. Right side with the basketball. This is Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the right wing. Kaiser back out front. Comes back over to Bragg and Meyer. Meyer with it in between the circles. Pass left side. Schultz. Schultz shot, no good, but a foul on the putback. Foul's going to go on the defenders and Trey Hinote. Hinote whistled for the personal foul. And a three-point play opportunity coming here for Logan Schultz. Schultz with six, shooting for number seven. Jackson Lusher will check into the ballgame. Checking out of the contest is Camden Belis. So on the floor for the defenders right now, it's Harmson Kopic, DeVries Hinote, and Lusher. Lusher, freshman from Paulina, Iowa, prepped at South O'Brien High School. Left side it goes to Harmson. Harmson, Hinote. Hinote back to Harmson. Caleb, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound DeVries, and DeVries is on the end line, out of bounds. No, they're going to call a foul on Hinote. And Trey Hinote whistled for his second personal foul. 98-63, defenders leading, 3:19 left to go here in the contest. Next up for the defenders, home against Northwestern on Wednesday. And then wrap up pre-Christmas basketball 1 week from today, taking on Mount Marty and Yankton. Two free throws on the way for the Broncos. And Logan Schultz off the bench for 7 points, now eight after he makes that first free throw. And he's got another one on the way. That one's up and good as well. I beg your pardon, he missed that free throw on the three-point play opportunity. Dort with the basketball. Harmson goes back to Kopic. Kopic pass intended for DeVries. Is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Kingston is back in. Checking out of the contest is Kaiser. And Lusher to throw it in. He gets it into Hinote. Hinote to set the offense. Hinote to Kopic. Kopic right side to DeVries. DeVries with the basketball. Back out front, Harmson. Harmson right side, DeVries. DeVries three, left it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Hastings driving in, light right-handed layup, shot no good. Now fight for the rebound. Hook shot no good in the lane. Rebound cleared by DeVries. DeVries with the basketball. Andrew DeVries with it. Back over to Lusher. Hinote. Hinote. Left side it goes. This is Kopic. Kopic with it. Back. Right side Lusher. Lusher with it. Lusher spins. And he gets the shot to go, and Jackson Lusher is in the score column. Finishing at the rim, gives Dort 100 points, and he's fouled on the play. Jackson Lusher with the two-point play. And now an opportunity at the three-point play. Those are his first varsity points for the defenders as well for number 43, Jackson Lusher. Free throw off the mark, no good. And the defender lead is 100-65. Hastings basketball, Wilson Harshbarger in the ballgame along with Jackson Lee. Shot on the way, three, missed, no good. Long rebound, though, Hastings comes away with it. And a drive into the lane, and finishing with the right hand is Valentine, 100-67, defenders lead. Under 2 minutes to go. Trey Hinote, three, good. Trey Hinote with the three-point basket. 103-67, defenders in control. Down to the baseline. They give it off left side to Quinn. Three-pointer up and good. Valentine with the three-point basket. He's got five. 103-70, Dort leading. Lusher goes right side to DeVries. DeVries, three, missed, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Schultz. Schultz, Euro step, right-handed layup. Good. Logan Schultz, junior from Donovan, Nebraska, double figures, 103-72. 1 minute remaining. And the Broncos, the defenders, Trey Hinote knocks down his second three of the day. Trey Hinote with 6 points. He promptly checks out of the ballgame. And checking in is Joey Vierink. So Vierink checks in. Out front with the basketball is Quinn, under a minute to go. Hastings, left side, into the corner, three, missed, no good. Rebound cleared by the Broncos. Broncos with the basketball. Broncos. This is Kingston. Kingston reverses back over to Valentine. Valentine's shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort basketball. 27 seconds remaining. Shot clock is off. Dort will walk it up the floor. Jackson Lusher. Lusher with the basketball. Lusher has it at the center jump circle. 18 seconds. And it appears Hastings will not play defense. They'll just play off. Dort will dribble out the clock, and that's going to be your final. 106-72. The defenders improved to 4-4 in the conference, 8-4 overall. Hastings 0-7 and 3-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World post-game wrap after this. Dort defenders with a 106-72 win today. Dort 62-31 advantage in the second half, pulling away from a 44-41 advantage at the end of the first half. Hastings shot it well in the first half from the three-point line. That kept them in it. Second half, though, Dort defends the arc a little bit better. 3 of 10 from the three-point line was Hastings in the second half, while the defenders got it going, 11 of 22 in the second half for 50%, 39.5% for the ball game. Before we go into the numbers any further on the Wireless World post-game wrap, we will visit with assistant coach Kyle Lindberg. And been a while since we did this, Kyle. I think it was women's season, 3 years ago?
It has, yeah.
But post-game comments, you in charge of the defense in the second half. What are you going to take credit for today?
Well, when you're a coach, you know, you take credit for good players, and that's what we had tonight. Well, we had the better players. Hastings, they're a young team, a new team, so they're taking their lumps early, but they'll figure some things out. They've got some really nice pieces. But, yeah, for our guys, I mean, it's just our guys making shots tonight. You know, we made 11 threes in the second half, and that's more than we've made in most games all year. So we knew we were due to see a few go in, and we're hopefully we can keep that momentum rolling here from tonight.
Halftime, you're up 44-41, and then in the second half, like you said, got going. I think it was a five-point ball game at 46-41, and I think there was an 18-point run in there somewhere to go from up 54-47 mm-hmm. to up 72-47. I think you converted on almost every offensive possession, and a big part of that was Jesse Jansma. I didn't realize it until after he checked out. 22 points today, new season high for him. Mm-hmm. We've been waiting for a breakout game for him.
Yeah, we have, you know, and, you know, man, he brings it every day in practice, so his time has come, and so it was good to see him have an efficient night tonight, get to the free throw line a couple times, and his biggest asset that he brings is his ability to pass the ball. You know, he's leading us in assists. He just does a really great job with that. You know, to see 15 assists from our five starters, man, that's really good. That's really what we want to see. Coach Swedberg, you know, our graduate assistant, he gave a little pregame speech, and he talked today about, you know, man, there's opportunities every day in life to give something of yourself. You know, whether that's making the extra pass, that's helping somebody out, no matter what it is. And I thought we did that really good tonight. Our guys were just really bought into that message of being able to give of yourself, and that was really good to see. And, yeah, finally saw some shots fell because of that.
You have some seniors who have played a lot of minutes and scored a lot of points, and one of them, though, who is seeing some minutes this year, has dealt with injury for the last couple of years. That's DJ Fikstra, and DJ put together a pretty strong line today. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 block shots, a steal, and DJ has kind of found a role here as a senior, and that is coming in, undersized post player, but he's filling that role well.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's the guy at practice every day that while everybody else is stretching, he's doing a little extra stretching, and so it's great to see him just continue to fulfill that role, and he's a guy that he knows his role, and he does it really well, and it's a great testament to our younger players that are trying to prove themselves. You know, sometimes you think, I got to prove myself by scoring the basketball. Well, man, there's so many other things that go along to this game, and DJ is a testament to that. So hopefully some of these younger guys can take a look at that as his senior leadership of he doesn't care about scoring. He makes some hustle plays on defense, some good blocks, and yeah, for him tonight, it was just great to see him have that energy, and we gave him a hard time as he was tugging on his jersey there after a long stretch. He was pretty tired, so VH said it was time to get the old man out. So he does a great job for us. We're really excited that he's healthy this year, and yeah, he's a big part of who we are and what we do.
Kyle Lindbergh, thanks for coming out. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you.
That's Coach Kyle Lindbergh. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort, 40 of 72 from the floor, 56%, 17 of 43 from the three-point line, 40%, 9 of 11 on free throws, 82%. For the Broncos, they were 25 of 69 from the floor, 36%, 12 for 28 from the three-point line, 43%, 10 for 17 on free throws, 59%. Individually for the defenders, Jesse Jansman, 22 points, 18 for Cade Bleeker, 15 for Garrett Frank, and 5 for Ben Gasing, 7 for Jacob Biss, 8 for DJ Feikstra, 6 for Trey Hynote, 6 for Bryce Kopic, 9 for Caleb Harmson, 2 for Kendrick Van Kickerick, 6 for Camden Bielas, and 2 for Jackson Lusher for their total of 106. For the Broncos, 14 points each for Carson Gansebaum and Ben Jewell, 12 points for Jared Matley, 10 for Logan Schultz. Mason Heemstra had 7, 6 for Shane Chamberlain, 7 for Ashton Valentine, 2 for Josh Quinn for their total of 72. Garrett Franken led Dort with 11 rebounds, 6 rebounds for Cade Bleeker and Jacob Biss, 4 for DJ Feikstra, 7 for Camden Bielas, 5 assists for Jesse Jansma, 4 each for Ben Gasing and Garrett Franken, 3 for Caleb Harmson, 4 steals for Ben Gasing. For the Hastings Broncos, 8 rebounds each for Mason Heemstra and Jared Matley. 5 assists for Heemstra. 2 steals for Jared Matley. The defenders with a win today, 106-72. The defenders are now 4-4 in the league, 8-4 overall. Hastings slips to 0-7 and 3-8. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. We'll be back on the air Monday night, 5 o'clock start time, Dort Women versus Hastings. You can hear it on KDCR, a 5 o'clock start time on Monday, Dort versus Hastings in women's basketball. Let's take one more break and before we sign off completely, and we'll check in with the GPAC scoreboard right after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty in men's play 78-66. Morningside over Concordia 86-64. Northwestern a winner over Doan 98-84. Dort over Hastings 106-72. We'll make that correction in just a little bit. Women's basketball, Morningside over Concordia 86-67. Northwestern over Doan 101-62. Midland over Briarcliff 63-54. And Jamestown over Dakota Wesleyan 64-61. That will do it for